7 candidates are vying for the District 5 seat on the Birmingham City Council in the August 22nd elections. That's the area representing most of downtown and the surrounding neighborhoods from Crestwood to Smithfield. Managing this district won't be easy. Some parts stand out as the hip places to be in Birmingham, while others languish with extreme poverty and blight. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart has the story.
It's a tale of two cities in one city council district, and it's as simple as souse meat and sushi. Better yet, pickled pork and chicken scraps versus bite-sized seafood wrapped with rice and veggies. With about $2, you can walk into the market on 23rd Street North behind Bankhead Towers and buy one slice of souse meat, some cheese, and about 6 saltine crackers. About a mile away at the new public supermarket in Midtown, there's fresh-made sushi throughout the day. In parts of District 5, lots of breweries, restaurants, and other amenities have popped up in the last 5 years. Lizzie Griffith lives near Railroad Park.
I love living downtown. It's really diverse, which I enjoy, and there's always something to do. I can walk everywhere.
Sometimes she walks to work at UAB on the weekends, and after work, she often goes to the park. But revitalization hasn't happened yet in District 5 neighborhoods north and west of downtown. In Druid Hills, there's a park named for Arthur Shores, a pioneering civil rights lawyer and the first black person on the Birmingham City Council. Most days, that park is empty. The grass is cut, but the park sign bearing Shores' name is rusting. Druid Hills Neighborhood Association President Amy Evans says the neighborhood has told city leaders of their concerns.
Right now, up here, we don't have anything to draw anyone because everything is so much blight. You know, people drive up here, they probably soon drive away.
She's lived on 15th Terrace more than 45 years on a hill that overlooks downtown. She remembers the glory days when people were proud to say they live in Druid Hills.
We're in a beautiful area. If we could just get some assistance up here and everyone clean up and fix up and put some more pride in this neighborhood.
Evans has a wish list, a grocery store and a community center for starters. The city has already started upgrading the infrastructure north of downtown, like lighting and curbs. Eva Melton is a computer analyst and a minister from Crestwood. She says not everyone benefits from the redevelopment around downtown.
I have those concerns about the people who are being impacted, whose voices may be getting lost in all of the new things and all the exciting things that we think are a great tourist attraction or great things to go do on the weekend.
She says leaders have to keep in mind the people who can't afford high rents or an expensive night out on the town. Ulysses Smoot, a convenience store owner in Smithfield, has concerns too. His store is on the western edge of District 5, down the street from Parker High School.
Okay. 383.
A steady stream of people flows through the narrow store aisles. The major purchases, cigarettes, soft drinks, cold beer. Smoot likes seeing his customers, but he says the neighborhood has problems.
It is drug infested, anywhere from marijuana to pills to cocaine. It's also a violent community, too many violent people, and I think a lot of the violence derives from some of the drug usage and selling.
But he says things can get better if the people respect the police and the police respect the people. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.